Siman Kufnun Tes. Today we're going to be on Tes on page 101. So again, the topic in general is Netil Sadayim. Specifically, we are discussing the aspect of that when one washes Netil Sadayim for bread, or to be a little mashka, there's an idea of Kol Gavra, meaning that the splash of water has to come from a power of a human being. You can't just, we'll see another example of this tonight. So here, Tess, famous case. You have a cask or a barrel that has water in it. So how are you gonna wash with that? You wanna use some of that water for Netilas Yadayim, so can't just stick your hands in it. We learned that before. So what are you going to do? It's a big barrel. So the Mechaber says Menicha al Birkav. So you put it like on your lap or in between your legs. Venoto Mimen Lo Yadayim, and then you pour out, pushing it, you know, by tipping it over and trying to control it. And then you use it to wash your hands. So that way, maybe you didn't use your hands to get the water out, but still that's considered called gavra, and that's how you'd wash it. But let's say it was on the ground, but it was tipped, the barrel was tilted slightly, and so there's water coming out, flowing out of it on its own. Or a medes, v'amayin yosin derech nekev shaba. Or maybe it's standing upright, but there's a hole or a crack or something in the barrel, so there's water leaking out of it. So then you'd say, well, just stick your hands underneath it, right? No, you can't do that because that would be a problem of no koach gavra. So what do you do in that case? V'nasam yadav sham, lo also lo tvila. So again, if you just stuck your hands under that flow of water that's coming out of the barrel, that would be no good. Now here's the case. Vim haisa barzo, but let's say it had a barzo. What's a barzo? So you see in the parentheses they say perish. That was sosam anekev. It's something that plugs up the hole. Vim haisa barzo anekev. If there was a barzo in the nekev, meaning like either could be a cork or it could be a spout in that hole, they sira, and let's say you take out the cork. I think in English they call it a bung. So you don't know these things unless you learn halacha, right? You never know what a bung is, right? It's like stoking a fire. Nobody knows what stoking a fire is, right? But you learn halacha, so you learn the English words too. So anyways, so you take out the bung, they give the amayim al yadav, and then the water splashed on your hands. Now, how the water splashed on your hands? Because you removed something, right? The flow came because, not necessarily you tilted it, but you did something so that the water came out. Chashu shaper kol kavra. So that would also be considered kol kavra. That would also be considered kol kavra. As the Mishnah Berurah says, kivin da'al yadei ha'sirasa makal kanaim. Because what you've done, because of your power, the water flowed, because you took away the bond. So that would be kol kavra. But here's the but. Those of you, all of you are too young to remember, but there used to be a U.S. senator from the state of California, S.I. Hayakawa. I almost met him once. So he used to say the message is always after the but. You know, somebody's going on and on and on. Then they say but, that's when you wait. So here's lahavdil, the but, in this case, if you take out the cork or the bung and the water, so that would be okay. But for each splash, you have to put the cork back in and take it out, because you need kol gavra each time. Now, so this is very important, because sometimes, you know, you find yourself somewhere and you don't have a kli. So, but there is a sink. So again, so this would be this halacha. So if you turn on the water and you put your hand under, so maybe the initial splash on your first hand would be fine. But then if you have to do the other hand, you have to turn off the faucet, turn it back on, have your other hand under, and then open up the faucet, Again, that would be the concept of this halacha, because you have to have kol gavra. Now let's turn the page and look at yud. So the machaber, the next case is im hita chavis malei amayim. Let's say there was a barrel that was full of water, and you tilted it. The halach v'yashalo, and then you left. V'achavis shofechas mayim kol yom, but the flow keeps on coming. The flow keeps on coming. Kol yom machmas hatiyaso. Why? Because you tilted it. And then you wash your hands from that tilt. Also nitila. So that works. Even no matter how many times you did it. So therefore, it would seem the question is obvious, and the Mishnah Berurah asks this question. Why is this different than the original case with the case in Tess? So the answer is obvious. Because in Tess, the water was flowing. I didn't tilt the barrel. It was flowing. It was cracked or something like that. And so I stuck my hands underneath it. So that's no good. You have to have the kol gavra. So I have to do something like plug it up and then open it up and then stick my hands under. So therefore, that's what Yud's explaining. Yud's explaining that if you did the original opening and you took out the bung and the water is flowing because of you, so then it's fine, even subsequent water. So then you're going to say to me, so wait, why did you just say you have to turn open and close the faucet when you have that? That's a different reason. That's because over here there's a bare halacha. Right? So in other words, really it should be, according to Yud, that if you opened up a faucet and stuck your hand under, no matter how many times since you started the flow originally, that should be okay. No matter how much, even as long as you're sure nobody closed over, as long as it's from your, that would be fine. The only problem is that the Be'er Halacha brings down that there's a machlokas about this. Not everybody agrees that it goes on from when I opened it, I caused the flow that could keep the koa gavra going infinitely. He brings down a number of poskim that disagree, amongst them the Vilna Gaon, and so therefore the Chofetz Chaim comes out in the Be'er Halacha, the Smag, and others disagree. He says, "Al kein nira de lechachila tov lahachmir ba." It's best to be machmir, and even though you're right according to Yud, when you open up the thing and you, half an hour later, or whatever, you could stick your hands under it, and that would be okay. That would still be called kavra because you started the initial flow. But still, that's not so simple in halacha, and therefore, the Be'er Halacha says you should be machmir and not do this, and therefore open and close, open and close. That's generally what we do. Okay? Okay, Bli Nether, we'll take this a little farther, Bli Nether tomorrow.